Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, and thank you for calling Teresa's. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like to make a dinner reservation for 5 people at 7:30 tonight. My name's Ian Branson.
I can seat you in the dining room at that time, or if you don't mind waiting until 8 o'clock, we can put you outside on the patio. Which would you prefer?
Oh, in that case, we'll wait. The weather has been so great this week. I'd prefer to sit outside.
Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What is the man willing to wait for? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Jin-suk, do you know how to get to Reynolds Square in the city center? I'm meeting a friend of mine there this evening.
I think there's a bus, but it makes a lot of stops. You know, actually, I have to drive to the city center. I'm going to run some errands after work.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I appreciate it. That makes things a whole lot easier. You leave the office around 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, that's right.
Number 35. What is the man planning to do? Number 36. Why does the woman say,
I have to drive to the city center?
Number 37. What does the woman confirm? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling because my 3 p.m. flight to Mumbai was canceled. I'd like to check what other options you have.
Sure, let me take a look.
I'd like to depart today if possible.
It looks like the only seat available is on the same flight tomorrow at 3 p.m.
That's too late. I'm traveling to a conference and I need to get there sooner. I know Indian Airways has a flight at 11 p.m. Can you put me on that one?
Unfortunately, I can't book you with another carrier. However, I could give you a full refund so you can book that flight directly with them.
That sounds good. I'll take the refund.
Number 38. What problem is the man calling about? Number 39. What event is the man planning to attend? Number 40. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Nadia, since you work for me in customer service, I wanted to talk to you about a position you might be interested in. We need an assistant customer service manager to help me with daily tasks.
Oh, I didn't know there was a position opening up. That would be great for my career, but I haven't been here that long. Do you think I'm really qualified for the position?
You've done a great job handling customer inquiries, so yes, I think you're ready to take on more responsibility. Why don't you take a look at this job description and see what you think?
Number 41. What department does the woman work in? Number 42. What is the woman concerned about? Number 43. What does the man suggest? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to get some information about your shipping services. My company manufactures glassware, and we have clients in Mexico. Do you ship there?
Yes, we do. With us, you can send your products by air or by ground transport.
Which of those two options would be safer to use? I'm worried because the glassware is so fragile.
Either way is safe, but if you want, you can visit our website and it will figure out the exact arrival date for each method. You can choose the one that best suits your clients.
Number 44. Where does the man work? Number 45. Why is the woman concerned? Number 46. What does the man say about the website? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Alex, did you get an update from Fryer Airport about our contract to run our advertising campaign in Terminal C?
Yes, their representative said that we can start our ads by the beginning of May.
Okay, and what about the digital advertisements that we would run on flat screens? They have enough screens available? We need at least 4 around the terminal.
You know, they said they're in the process of installing additional screens right now, but let me call him back right away just to make sure they'll be ready in time.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What does the woman ask the man to confirm? Number 49. What will the man do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Hartman. I'm calling from Lewis Home Decorating Center. The living room furniture you ordered has arrived. Our delivery agents will be able to drop it off at your place this afternoon.
Oh, but there's a small leak in my roof that I need to have repaired before any furniture can be put in the living room.
Well, our policy says we can hold orders here at the store for up to a week. When do you think the roof repair will be completed?
I'm meeting with a contractor at 3 o'clock today to discuss the repairs. I won't be able to arrange the delivery until I see what he says.
Number 50. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 51. What problem does the man indicate? Number 52. What will the man do at 3 o'clock? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Fatima. Can I still make a change to the monthly sales report?
I'm supposed to send it out this morning.
I got a call from the Farmingdale store saying that the data they sent me was wrong. They're emailing me a corrected version this afternoon.
All right, then. Could you send me those figures when you get them? I'll have to update the report.
No, I'll take care of that for you. Let me put together an email explaining what the changes are, and I'll send it to everyone.
Number 53. What does the woman imply when she says,
I'm supposed to send it out this morning.
Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What does the man offer to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
So, James, I've shown you where all the main book sections are. Fiction, non-fiction, children's. Any questions so far?
Yes, I was wondering when the busiest times are here.
Well, a lot of children come in Monday mornings because we have children's story time. We're usually busiest from 10 to 12.
Okay, Raj, I think this woman's looking for help.
Yes, excuse me. I was looking for the book Wonders of the West, but I couldn't find it in the nature section.
Sure, I can help you with that. James, let me take this opportunity to show you how to check whether books are in stock.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. Why are Monday mornings busy? Number 58. What does the woman ask about? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for attending this project planning meeting. As you know, our technology firm is interested in developing an electric car. However, since we currently produce only mobile phones and computers, I think we should partner with an automobile manufacturer.
Since we don't have any sort of background in building cars, working with an automobile manufacturer is a good suggestion. We could combine our technical knowledge with their mechanical expertise. I worry, though, that this project will cost more money than we have available.
I agree with Samuel's concern. It's too ambitious for our firm right now. Even if we split the finances with the company we partner with, it'll take us over our budget.
Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 61. Why do the men advise against pursuing the project? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Welcome to City Tours. Can I help you?
I was hoping to go on the tour of the Old City Theater at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. We really should update our brochure. We're not doing that tour right now because the theater is closed for renovations.
Well, I do have a special interest in the interior decor of historic buildings, so I'll wait and take this later tour.
Certainly. And if you'd like to get something to eat while you wait, I can recommend the main course sandwich shop. It's just right down the street at the corner.
Thanks. That sounds like a great idea.
Number 62. Why does the man apologize? Number 63. Look at the graphic. When will the woman's tour begin? Number 64. What will the woman most likely do before the tour? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, I'm John Babkins from Babkins Fitness Center, and I'll be speaking at the International Health Symposium on Friday. I was told to call this event services number to ask where to park.
There is parking available at the event center, but it's expensive. I recommend the parking area at the corner of Fairview Boulevard and 11th Street. It's the farthest from the center, but they're waiving their $10 fee for convention participants.
Great, thanks. And what should I bring to show I'm there for the symposium?
I'll make a list of names and leave it with whoever is working at the gate. They may ask for your name, but they shouldn't need anything else.
Number 65. What does the man say he will be doing at an event? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which parking area does the woman recommend using? Number 67. What will the woman make a list of? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and error message.
Technical support, may I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to update a spreadsheet when error code 984 popped up. I don't know what to do.
We've had lots of calls about this lately. Go ahead and send an error report. We want the software developer to be aware of the problem too. It'll also save a copy of the report on your desktop for me to look at. I'll be over to your office right away.
Thanks. I'm in office 243. The project I'm working on is really important, so I'm worried about my data being erased.
I should be able to correct the problem and recover any lost data for you.
Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which option should the man select? Number 70. What does the man say he is worried about?